Democratic State Representative Barbara Hernandez of Illinois' 83rd District started the year off full speed ahead.
I was campaigning nonstop, knocking on doors for 8 hours, even weekends.
Then March came, and things came to a screeching halt.
And then I knew on the 18th, I was supposed to go back to Springfield that day. So I was ready to go back, and I realized that everything changed.
Tom Demmer is a Republican state representative for District 90. He's also in his party's leadership in the Illinois House. He says the biggest change for him was that he doesn't have to travel as much.
I have a district that's 65 miles wide and about 50 miles north to south. And so, you know, to cover that amount of territory, typically you spend a huge amount of time in the car. Also, typically during this time of year, we'd be driving back and forth to Springfield every week.
Hernandez says at first she didn't realize a tidal wave was coming.
But because I was so focused on the campaign, I really didn't acknowledge the big impact.
The door-to-door visits for her turned to phone calls and digital interactions. She says calling nurses was the most difficult.
It's their job to make sure they protect everybody. So to be able to just call the nurse and hear her and just vent by crying together really showed what this community and what this world is going through.
Demmer's wife is a nurse. He says she had to take extra precautions when she came home from work.
We had a little decontamination station set up at the door. You know, she would change clothes at the hospital before she came home.
Hernandez says even in normal circumstances, making decisions is not easy.
And it's hard because I know as soon as I'm labeled a state representative, that automatically is my label. So Barbara the human is no longer there to their eyes.
She says the pandemic has added an extra layer to the process. Hernandez says she always thinks about her constituents when considering things that go into a decision.
How big of an impact will it be towards that community? I want to make sure that the impact is positive for families and students.
She says her priority is to ensure that the families are being supported financially, mentally, and emotionally. Demmer suggests that every decision will come with those who are for it and those who are against it. He says dealing with that is a part of being an elected official.
When we look at things like a reopening plan, the principle of having local involvement and input into a plan is one that a wide variety of people agree with.
Hernandez says things are tough during this time, but she still has to continue working. With emotion, she shares what keeps her going.
The families. The families are the ones that need it the most. And I know that the stories that I hear constantly and emails that I read, they're frustrated. Some of them yell at me, and that is fine.
Demmer says the pandemic has promoted a regional approach to solving problems. Local officials had good relationships in the past, he says, but the crisis really forced them to work together more closely, and he's seen great collaboration.
People trying to understand what's the mayor in the next town doing? You know, how are they dealing with some of these unexpected circumstances? Or, you know, what's the health department next door doing? And those things are really positive.
In the end, although one is a Democrat and the other a Republican, both representatives have the same goal. And that's working, pandemic or not, on the behalf of their constituents. I'm Yvonne Booz.